Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new rule that starts today. It's part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Like our politics regarding climate change, some believe we only have a few years to live. Some believe the Earth will take care of herself. The Supreme Court on Thursday shut down the EPA's overreaching mandate, saying the agency must have congressional approval before making any business change operations. It was a 6-3 vote. The International Criminal Court marked the 20th anniversary of its establishment Friday as its prosecutors probed war crimes in countries around the world, including what one expert called a make-or-break investigation in Ukraine. This as more civilians were killed Friday by Russian missiles. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Supreme Court said Thursday the Biden administration can end a Trump-era immigration policy to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration courts. It's a victory for a White House that will assist in their open border policy. Some Delta Airline pilots are on strike.
Delta Airlines pilots in Washington State are picketing as negotiations over a new contract continues. Airline Pilot Association International spokesperson Evan Bach responds to critics who argue pilots already earn a lot of money.
We're focused on not only compensation, but also improving our quality of life and ensuring a better retirement and insurance for our pilots, as well as increased job protections for pilots.
Delta announced it was reducing the number of flights on its schedule over the summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You be safe out there this holiday weekend. We are USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
A pair of Space Force technology payloads using its Atlas V rocket was delayed Thursday because of lightning in and around Cape Canaveral, Florida. The USSF-12 mission involves two satellites that will help the Space Force test and develop systems for future national security space missions. They'll try to launch again this evening about 6 p.m. Eastern. President Biden in front of the world bashed America and the Supreme Court Thursday as he spoke at a NATO summit. Florida Republican Representative Carlos Jimenez on the House Homeland Security Committee says Biden, because the Supreme Court of the United States put abortion responsibility onto the states, has become unhinged.
No. Look, President Biden is unhinged, and he should not have done that. You know, this is the third branch of government. It's a co-equal branch of government. They did what they thought they had to do. I applaud their decision. It goes back to the states. It goes back into the hands of the people. It should have been a political decision, not a judicial decision 50 years ago. So I applaud what they did. And obviously, he doesn't. Look, they're trying to say make a statement somehow that abortion, you know, is not going to happen in the United States. Certain states have, you know, basically abortion on demand. That's still the law of the land today. And so it's up to the states, it's up to the people in those states to decide how that's going to play out in their particular state. And rightly so. I think the Supreme Court was right on in that decision.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Bill Martinez.
Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Dr. Tony Evans is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about his new book, Kingdom Values, Character to Chaos. Dr. Evans, the founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, founder and president of the Urban Alternative, and author of over 100 books. Dr. Evans, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Good to be with you.
Well, especially good right now. Boy, this is an appointed time, I believe, that God has set for us, for his people, and for his church right now. When you have society clamoring in chaos, wondering, when is this all going to come to an end? And society is looking to God's people and God's church to be that directional point, especially right now. Am I not seeing something correctly? Because from my observation point, this is what I'm observing. Is this what you're seeing as well?
Well, it's a couple of things. First of all, the confusion that we're seeing in the culture is really a divine disruption. Mm-hmm. God has allowed the chaos to come in order to create a dependency in culture that it cannot resolve, which does open up the door for the church. The problem is that far too often the church needs the world needs the church, but the church is too engaged in the secular world to be the church. And so it is absolutely critical in this moment in time when God has given us this window of chaos in order for the church to step in as the divine respondent and for the divine reset, Christ be not come, that we desperately need to have. And the call is for the church to step up to the plate.
You know, Dr. Evans, I find it quite interesting. Every time there is a calling for the church, you always get the faux calling, right? I mean, you get the counterfeit from the evil one, where you've got the World Economic Council presenting, oh, it's time to hit the reset button. And it's reset button based on the values of Babylonia, not on the eternal values of God's kingdom, right?
Absolutely. And unless the Church of Jesus Christ becomes kingdomized, it sees that the church does not exist for the church exists for the kingdom, and begin to incorporate kingdom thinking and kingdom values into the culture rather than trying to simply mimic the culture and sprinkling a little Jesus on top, we will not begin to see the restoration and awakening that the culture so desperately needs to happen in its midst.
And as you say, it starts with our character. And maybe you can expand on that a little bit, because that word is so easily used. But when we're talking about character from a biblical worldview and the way God would define it, boy, this takes us down to the very root of our being, doesn't it?
Well, it does. First of all, we have to establish, as I do in the book, we start off with discussing truth. Unless you have a biblical view of truth, you'll never arrive at the proper character. Truth is an absolute standard by which reality is measured. Or to put it in everyday language, it's God's view on any subject matter. Because The church, unfortunately, has abandoned the truth. We've lost our character. Because the character is the kind of people we are in the midst of what the Bible calls a crooked and perverse generation. And so unless we uphold the biblical standard, call ourselves and our other Christians to that standard in the midst of the world, then we won't have a distinctive character that the world needs to see.
Well, getting back to your original point, and that is that God is still on the throne. He's still in control of all this. I find it quite interesting right now what's happening in the culture. 49 years after the decision of Roe v. Wade, I believe God has intervened into the chaos and said, okay, now it's time, as you said, to interrupt and to bring truth into this matter. And it's interesting how the culture is reacting to God's infusion of truth.
Well, it is very interesting because, I mean, the tables are being turned upside down in an unexpected way. And mm-hmm. if people only see the politics of it and the sociology of it and the economics of it and not the theology of it, then we will have missed it. That God has intervened. He has said, look, I'm running this show, and I need my people to wake up and get busy and piggyback off of what I started and bring it to fruition through a comprehensive view. I've only given you a down payment. Now it's time for you to pick up the tab and run with it.
Exactly. Tony, what I feel like God's, you know, put on my heart is this idea of an appointed time. Throughout human history, there are critical times that are called, that are put upon us, and it demands a response. And I believe that this is where we are right now at this appointed time for God to intervene, like you said, at this time of history.
Talks about Kairos, which is an appointed time, an opportune time, a time when there is a unique moment for something out of the norm to happen. And it appears with the crises that we face. You know, 2 Chronicles 15:3-6 says, you know, in those times there was chaos everywhere. It says individuals had chaos, families had chaos. It says city rose up against city and nation rose up against nation. And then the end of verse 6 says, for God troubled them with every kind of distress. Now, you would have thought with all that chaos, it would have said the devil troubled them with every kind of distress. But it doesn't.
Right.
It says God didn't. Now, if God is your problem, it doesn't matter who you elect. If God is your problem, only God is your solution. And he tells them in verse 4, when God's people got the message, God turned things around. So he's let the chaos in the culture affect us as the church so that we can get the message and bring that message back to the culture.
Exactly. Well, when you consider kingdom values, I mean, God has a specific order about all his creation. And just as Jesus said, look, if you want me to stop these people from crying out, the rocks themselves would cry out. There is something about the innate aspect of God's creation that cries out against chaos and disorder, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the culture is literally crying for help.
Yes.
It doesn't know how to get the help it's crying for, and so it's trying all of these illegitimate, or even if it's not illegitimate, limited methods of resolving all the chaos. But the chaos is really the cry. And if we hear the cry of the chaos and not merely the complaint of the chaos, then we'll approach the chaos differently.
Well, here we are. We're approaching it with human reasoning. I mean, this is beyond our pay grade. This is why we keep going in circles. We're like the Israelites out in the desert in Kadesh Barnea, just going around in circles, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And now it's time. This is such a marvelous Kairos moment because all through Scripture, when God was moving to do something different, there would be discontinuity first. And whether it was judgment or whether it was just God arranging things. You know, Hebrews chapter 12 talks about this in verse 25-28, and it says, do not ignore God when he is speaking. And he says the way you know he is speaking is he shakes things up. That is, things are not operating as they normally should. Things have been turned inside out. He says when the shaking comes, the natural order of things have been disturbed. That means God is talking. And what is God saying? Verse 28 says, he is trying to reveal, or he is revealing, his unshakable kingdom. That is, he wants the spiritual infused into the natural.
Amen. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Tony Evans after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Tony Evans continues with us. We're talking about his new book, Kingdom Values, Character to Chaos. You know, Tony, when we look at what's going on in the culture, as you write, cultural instability, family breakdown, social media ranting, unchecked narcissism, you know, the people have had it, and they're sitting with human reasoning trying to figure out how do we handle all this? I mean, there are universities in the state of California that now offer over 70 gender options. You know, up is down, down is up. The book of Isaiah warned us that this day would come, that there would be that time that good would be called evil would be called good, sweet, sour, sweet. And we are right now in the midst of all this insanity. What do we do?
Well, the first thing is we have to establish a biblical theology of unity. Unity is oneness of purpose, not sameness of persons. Jesus said in John 17 that they might be one so that they will see my glory, so they'll see me show up. Mm-hmm. Illegitimate disunity. We ought to disunify over sin. We ought to disunify over, you know, clear false doctrine. But illegitimate disunity keeps God away. We have one God composed of three co-equal persons who is one in essence while distinct in personality, and he can only function when he can be himself. So whenever there's illegitimate disunity, he can't be himself, so he's not involved. Even with the family, he says if the husband and wife, 1 Peter 3:7, are in discord, the prayers of the husband are hindered. So we can pray, go to church, have worship, but if there's illegitimate disunity, then God is going to exit the environment. So God has actually exited too much of the environment because we've decided not to be the Church of Jesus Christ he's created. You know, through our ministry, the Urban Alternative, we have this three-point plan that we're taking all around the country to try to address this. I'll give it to you real quick. 3 A's. Mm-hmm. First of all, a symbol, solemn assembly. The biblical churches, kingdom-minded churches in that area, come together one day a year to reinvite God into the community, because that's what solemn assemblies did in the scripture too. Address, where you speak with one voice about the issues that are affecting your community from the Bible. So you give God's viewpoint. Number three, then you act. You let the community see that you are benefiting the community by your good work. So you adopt every public school, or we have the Act of Kindness campaign where you give every member a card, and every member once a week does an act of kindness and then prays for the person and then shares the gospel with the person. And we provide these cards to churches and Christians all over the nation so that people will see how beneficial the church is to the environment. Jeremiah 29:7, seek the welfare of the city. That was Babylon in which God placed you. So if we can get unity that way, then we can begin to see transformation on a community-by-community level if Jesus doesn't come. And this is just an opportunity he's opened up for the church.
This is so practical and simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be complex. It shouldn't be complex. It's our complexity is leading to our confusion, and so that's what we're attacking nationally. And I hope the church sees the opportunity that is sitting right in front of us.
You see, and we go back to what we talked about, and this is this Kairos moment, because you know that if God has sanctified, and I believe he has sanctified this appointed time, you've got his super on your natural, don't you?
You got his super on your natural, and that's right. And once you do that, and you put a Bunsen burner under our functioning and our responsibility, then you're lighting a fire. You know, Ezekiel talks about the water, the life of God in the house of God flowing down the aisles of the temple, and then it says out into the streets, and so the streets became flooded. God doesn't skip the church house to fix the White House. So if we want to get that house straight, we better get this house straight, because judgment starts in the household of God.
Amen. Well, people without vision will perish. They cast off restraint, and this is where America, I believe where the world finds itself today, Dr. Evans, is that it's lost that vision. And what you are presenting here is a revelatory vision that comes from the throne room of God. And if people in the church will pause and have that important Salem moment at this appointed time, the things they've been praying for, the things that are crying out from inside of their chaos will be realized. And I mean, you're talking something really exciting here, especially, you know, one of the things that I've been observing here right now is that we are in this Jubilee year. And as things are starting to be revealed in this Jubilee year, I'm getting more and more excited. And, you know, to talk to you about kingdom values, this just adds to the legitimacy and the reinforcement of the things that God has been, you know, revealing to me as well.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're gonna just believe that God is going to keep stirring up his leaders, because the leaders have got to lead. This is not a time to be sitting on the back seat. We gotta sit up front. Of course, Jesus is behind the wheel, but we gotta be up front right next to him. So he puts Amen. Us exactly where his kingdom wants us to go.
Right. The other thing I was reading about, Dr. Evans, I think you would appreciate, is that this year, this, according to the Hebrew calendar of 5782, is a double portion year, so that we'll get double for our trouble.
Well,
is that cool?
Double is good. Double is good.
Yes. I love that. I mean, in only the way God's economy can dole this out, too, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, get ready to realize the... you know, the windows of heaven opening up and his blessing coming upon you. But like you said, we cannot embrace illegitimate disunity. God will not find himself in those places.
Absolutely. The one God, you know, we're told in Ephesians 4:3, preserve the unity of the Spirit. Why does he want us to preserve it? He wants us to preserve it so that God will show up. And you can be, you know, we are keeping God away by keeping each other at bay. And so it is now time, we may have all come over here on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. And everybody's dealing with the same things. And so now that the attention is on the chaos, let's step into it with the kingdom.
And the takeaway of this book, Kingdom Values, what was it specifically about this book? I just had the sense that this is something that talked to you in the middle of the night as you were writing it.
Well, you know, the greatest sermon ever preached by the greatest preacher who ever lived, Jesus Christ, was the Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount is concerned about one thing, the kingdom, the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. And so when I was looking at the Sermon on the Mount and him, Jesus talking about the kind of people we should be in the culture that we live, then it just struck me, well, we need to broaden our definition of character, and we need to bind it to the truth so that people can see the difference that the kingdom of God can make in the kingdoms of this world. And so so that became the genesis for the book.
And no doubt, you know, in this modernistic society, the abandonment of absolute truth has done incredible damage to our culture, to the church, and to people of faith, hasn't it?
Not only has the abandonment of truth compromised the church, it has redefined society. And so now we don't know what marriage is, we don't know what gender is, we don't know what honesty is, we don't know what character is, we don't know, because everybody's making up their own truth and leaving the truth for their truth, which means we wind up with a lot of error. And yes. So we have to be people of the truth, and the truth transcends how you feel, how you were raised, what you think, because the truth is what God says. And when God says, you know, 1-1 equals 2, whether you like it, whether you're into it, whether you support it, because it's an absolute mathematical standard. And once 1 and 1 equals 3, your whole mathematical system collapses. Once you abandon God's view on any subject, your whole world collapses.
Well, and here you are. We've got about a minute left. The chaos enslaves you. It limits your freedom. Truth sets you free, does it not?
Yes, truth is a very freeing thing, John chapter 8, and it sets you free indeed. I mean, for sure. It releases you from the hostage and the bondage of error. And so if we will be people of the truth, in love, proclaim the truth, and then live the truth, the culture will have to deal with the truth.
Amen. Well, Dr. Tony Evans has been our guest. He's the founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas. He's the founder and president of the Urban Alternative, former chaplain of the NBA Dallas Mavericks. If they start winning again, I guess maybe they'll have you back, right?
It's time to help.
Well,
wait, anybody who wants to see that 3-point plan, it's on our website, TonyEvans.org.
There it is. And your book, Kingdom Values, yep. Character to Chaos, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Evans, always a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new rule that starts today. It's part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Like our politics regarding climate change, some believe we only have a few years to live. Some believe the Earth will take care of herself. The Supreme Court on Thursday shut down the EPA's overreaching mandate, saying the agency must have congressional approval before making any business change operations. It was a 6-3 vote. The International Criminal Court marked the 20th anniversary of its establishment Friday as its prosecutors probed war crimes in countries around the world, including what one expert called a make-or-break investigation in Ukraine. This as more civilians were killed Friday by Russian missiles. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. Happy 4th of July weekend to you. Pray that it will be a safe and sane one, a time to, you know, get together with family and friends. And as we've been suggesting all along, I think a great opportunity to revisit the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. I mean, what a powerful document when you think about all that it represents. I mean, the Declaration of Independence, in essence, is our birth certificate, right? And we're celebrating our 142nd birthday is what we're celebrating here. This is awesome. And, you know, as it states in the opening paragraph of our Declaration of Independence, as we the people signed in convention on September the 17th, 1787, ratified June the 21st, 1788, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And I would ask you, okay, in light of just that paragraph alone, how is America measuring up to these principles as enumerated in that opening paragraph? I think it's something for us to ponder and to, you know, seriously, you know, to seriously consider here. Because we have been hearing from some loud voices that want to denigrate America. And really, you know, when you go back into the history of this country of ours, not a lot has changed. I mean, it wasn't like when the founding fathers were coming together, you know, we talked with Doug McKenna, by the way, his book, I highly recommend, get your hands on it. I mean, the research, the study, this will bless you. It's titled The 56 Before They and the 4th of July Are Banned. It's 56 about the signers of the Declaration of Independence, for those who literally risked all. I mean, their lives, their reputations, everything for liberty. And here we are 245 years later. And, you know, what's going to happen? Are we going to hand off this baton of liberty to the next generation? Or are we going to allow some non-believers and those that, supposedly are the uber intellectual, and let them bring this democratic republic down? This cannot be so. I mean, for the heritage, the rich heritage that's involved here. And when you consider even the original 56, okay, and we're only looking at those that signed. We're not even talking about the rest of the colonists that had to give up everything, who even suffered their own lives and surrendered their lives for the sake of liberty that we're enjoying today. How sad. How sad that we take it, you know, so for granted that we allow people to want to come in and tear down statuaries and, speak in a manner that's so disrespectful and dishonors the million plus people that surrendered their lives for the sake of this great American experiment. You know, we give these things up too easily, which is amazing. And this is why we have people who come to this country. As I mentioned, you know, a couple of people that I ran into recently came from Venezuela, and, they just can't believe. They go, oh, my God, the same signs, the same things that happened in Venezuela are happening here in the United States of America, and Americans are comatose. It's like, really? You know, what is going on here? But, these are the things that we're dealing with right now and why we need to take this much more seriously as to what's going on. Well, Dr. Urso joins us now, and we were having a little bit of a challenge getting a hold of him. He is out of country. And Dr. Richard Urso, he's a board-certified ophthalmologist, one of America's frontline doctors. And he says the data is clear, and it doesn't. We're talking about these COVID-19 genetic injections for children. They're not safe and effective. Dr. Urso, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Martinez. It's great to be here. I just got off the stage here in Brazil. We're having a World Congress on COVID. I'd love to talk about the children vaccines. It's the data is very clear. They're not effective. They're not effective against death. They're not effective against hospitalization. They're not even effective against disease. They're not effective. It's all risk, no reward in this age group, and the data is clear on that. So if you just didn't know this, from 6 months to 4 years, they just got approved, both Pfizer and Moderna, vaccines, as you said, gene therapy platforms. They are not vaccines. Traditionally, they're a gene therapy platform. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to filter through. I don't know if you want to go ahead and lead the discussion or just have me discuss some of it.
Well, you're the expert on this, and you know, and people have been, you know, confused from day one regarding COVID, all these things that we're supposed to, you know, we have to follow the science. And unfortunately, Richard, this whole thing got so politicized, and then we don't know who to believe. I mean, even Dr. Fauci, who's been the face of all this, time and again has lost credibility to the point the administration, at times you see it's rather obvious, they're reluctant to put him up front to be the spokesman any longer with this. But, 2.5 years later, you know, what do we know and how should we respond? Because we've got a midterm election, and the government, unfortunately, if they can get away with what they got away with in 2020, they're going to try and, you know, spark another fear pandemic across the country in order for them to manipulate a political outcome. And I hate to put it in those terms. It sounds rather cynical, but it seems like that's what I'm observing and has been the bottom line experience from my purview of COVID-19, not one where we can come out and say, boy, you know, we got hit with this pandemic, but you know what? Bring it on, because we learned so much. We've got so much great quantifiable evidence that can be supported and not be interfered with by political forces that will shut us down. Is that fair?
That's very, very fair. In fact, I kind of want to almost talk and start there. So if you go all the way back, it has been a deadly pandemic. But the problem is it's killed science. It's killed common sense and logic. So let me go through that a little bit, because I think that's important. There's almost a million people have died in the United States, not because of the disease. They died because of the policies. The policies of locking down older people with people with disease. They actually put people in nursing homes. That led to disease. The policy of saying there was no treatment until you got in the hospital. So let's go through that. That's the first biggest lie and a really impactful one. So what is the hypertension, right? Can we cure hypertension? No, we cannot. Can we mitigate the damage from hypertension? Yes, we can. We can mitigate the damage by lowering the blood pressure. So what is COVID-19? Well, the virus is replication competent for about 5 to 7 days, and then the whole thing is completely died off. And what you have is viral particles causing inflammation, causing blood clotting, and causing respiratory demise. So we have lots of treatments for inflammation, including steroids, prednisone. We have lots of things for blood clotting, Eliquis, aspirin, Xarelto, Lovenox. We have lots of products. We have lots of treatments for respiratory demise, all the asthma medications. So we didn't even use those. They said not to use them, as if stepping into a hospital made those drugs work better. You have all those drugs as an outpatient. Who do you know that's been in the hospital treated for inflammation? Who do you know that's been in the hospital treated for blood clotting? Usually, if you know, a lot of your audience is on blood clotting drugs, aspirin, Eliquis, right. Also, they're on these drugs now because it prevents clotting. That's what you should have done. So we never did that. That's why the policies, the policies of staying home created this pandemic. So we could have...
Richard, we've got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there. We come back on the other side. More from Dr. Urso after this.
With diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
A mentor program director from my LA radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Yeah, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Now, don't lose hope, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're part of a great American idea and a great country here. And we've got, you know, people that operate outside of the political forces. I mean, they've gone absolutely bonkers. There's no doubt about it. And especially when we're talking about COVID. I don't blame you for being confused and trying to wonder, who am I supposed to believe? I mean, the fact of the matter is, and I said this going into it early on, if you'll recall, is that down the road, we're going to find out how much we were lied to, how much of this was politically motivated, and what a detriment that it ended up causing to the American people. And as Dr. Richard Orso had said earlier, you know, we're at about 1 million reportedly people that have died. Although I think it's disingenuous because even the CDC 6 months ago said that it was less than 3% of people who died of COVID. I mean, died of COVID only, you know, notwithstanding the comorbidity issue. So 3% is like a soft death rate for a flu season. But yet we were led to believe, thank you very much, again, these people that have no business speaking into any kind of a prediction any longer because they've got it wrong. They had it wrong on climate. They've got it wrong, terribly wrong, 20 years later with COVID. That's the Imperial College. They gave us these outrageous numbers that exacerbated the fear factor and confused us and allowed science, faux science, to come in and turn us all into guinea pigs, Dr. Urso.
Well, great, great point. So for people who want to know, is this real? You're basically saying, hey, they're corrupt, in a sense, is what you just said. And that, you know, the assumptions, when you do modeling like they did, it assumes the assumptions are legitimate, and it also has modeling. Mathematical modeling has to simplify things, and they've been off in a big way. But let's go to the data. Did one of our major medical journals post in a completely fabricated study? Was the authors, were they from Harvard? Were they from Harvard Cardiovascular? Had any of them seen a single patient? The answer to that is yes, they did it. Lancet put a fabricated study in May of 2020 at the behest of Harvard cardiovascular researchers saying that they had treated 93,000 patients in 671 hospitals and that the all the outpatient treatments were a failure, hydroxychloroquine and things. So they basically put it that I had to be withdrawn because it was a complete lie. So if you wonder if we're saying, hey, is there corruption? There's your point. The biggest, most impactful medical journal that we have, well, one or two, Lancet and Harvard actually combined to actually put this fabricated data out there. So, yes, they're lying. They know they're lying. They know we know they're lying. We know they know we know they are lying, but they're still lying. So this is what's going on now. You just had just recently they put out a global impact of the first year of COVID-19 vaccination, another mathematical modeling funded by, of course, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they said they saved 19.8 million lives with the vaccine. Well, I hate to break it to you, but this platform is going to be something they're going to come at you with everything. Flu, every single vaccine will be this way. And what's the problem with that? And I'm going to go through that because I think I want to leave your readers with something really important. Lipid nanoparticles go everywhere, everywhere, brain, bone marrow, adrenals, ovaries. And what are they doing there? They're causing inflammation. What is messenger RNA doing? It's also creating a foreign protein in brain and bone marrow, in adrenals and ovaries, causing inflammation. So what I said earlier was that is worrisome to all those tissues, particularly fertility. Now we just have the data from this week coming out of Netherlands, coming out of Germany, that fertility is significantly decreased in these countries. I wish I could show the chart to your listeners.
Right.
But fertility is being impacted. In Israel, they came out with a major study saying semen is 30% less sperm in the semen, all right? And they don't know how long it takes to recover. They say it may take 3 to 6 months or whatever. So we are seeing the fallout of these vaccines. You cannot make foreign proteins in brain. Vaccines normally, so the reason they went to vaccine is because vaccine to most of us means safe and effective. I've never spoken out against vaccines in my entire career. But these are genetic therapy products, and they go to places vaccines don't. Vaccines stay in the arm. This goes 80% leaves the arm. Guess how long it's being produced in the local lymph nodes? 2 months. So in other words, when you normally get a vaccine, Mr. Martinez, you normally are going to get 25 micrograms. That's all. But these are 25 micrograms producing more and more and more. Is it, how much are they producing? Trillions of spike protein. More spike protein is produced in these people that are getting the vaccine than in people who are going to actually get the virus itself. So I usually tell people, one, biodistribution everywhere. Lipid nanoparticles cause inflammation. So does the foreign protein in brain, in bone marrow, in adrenals, in ovaries, in liver, in spleen, and elsewhere. Number two, pharmacokinetics. That we should have known early on. They were told us. Here's what they told us. The messenger RNA can last for like a minute, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours. They are lasting 2 months making protein. That's done in Cell. It's one of the most impactful journals. Then we're seeing an uptick in cancers because of the spike in this case, not because of lipid nanoparticle messenger RNA, but because the spike itself, which is being made and targeted, it's one protein out of 29 on this virus, is causing DNA damage repair mechanisms to be misdirected, which means P53, the guardian of the genome, BRCA, the breast cancer gene, are not working, so you're going to see an uptick in cancers. Then there's a great study showing that it's actually impacting the ability for us to fight dormant viruses like herpes, Epstein-Barr, and other viruses. And guess what? They just showed the data this week on over a million patients in each study, placebo and placebo group and the non-placebo group. The zoster cases are double in the vaccinated, double. So we're seeing the DNA damage repair and dormant viruses are being unable to be controlled by our own bodies. What does that mean is people who have the vaccine may feel tired, they may feel exhausted, they're going to get vague symptoms because, one, the viruses are being reactivated. Two, it's going in the brain causing inflammation. So you're going to see a lot of people with vague symptomatology not knowing why they don't feel well. So those are four things. The other fifth thing I think I want all your audience to know is 40% more deaths. It's not my data. This is from major insurance companies, Lincoln Financial and others, showing 40% more deaths in 2021 in over any other year. That is a 10% rise would be a 1 in 200 phenomenon. So 40% rise is like a 1 in a millennia. So it doesn't happen. So either we had a major war, we had a major volcano, something happened to kill all those people. I wonder what it was. I'll leave it there, and I'll let you kind of direct me.
Well, I think it just it begs the question, you know. So what contributed to this rise here? Do we say it's because of these, these vaccinations that are doing more harm than good? I mean, President Trump early on said, you know, we had to be careful that we did not allow the cure to be worse than the disease. And it seems that what you're sharing with us is exactly what's happened.
So the DNA, the last, let's go through the last data set that they just presented for children. The negative data is, the 6 to 23-month-olds have completely negative data, completely. So there's no positive data at all. And that's, they have a unique way of presenting the data. So 98 for the first COVID-19 occurrence after the first dose, 98 in the vaccinated cases and 58 in the placebo. And then before dose 2, 13 to 5 vaccinated versus placebo. Then before dose 3, 80 to 48 vaccinated to placebo. Then after 7 days after dose 3, it was 1 in the vaccinated and 2 cases in the unvaccinated. And that's where they got the data that was positive. They said it was a 75% improvement because of the 1 versus 2. So they claimed 75% effectiveness. It's absolutely absurd. Absurdities.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost laughable. This is the data. I'm looking at the data right now as I speak. So where's
the scientific community, Dr. Urso, in outrage over this? I mean, have they been canceled and threatened in such a way that you cannot say anything? Otherwise, Big Pharma and the establishment, the corrupt establishment, will come after you?
Yes, that's what's happening. So they're coming after us through the medical boards, but now they're taking our board certifications away. So all the guys who are out here, first of all, we came through the system. I'm not outside the system. I was a top medical student in my class. I was chief at MD Anderson Hospital. I invented an FDA-approved drug. I'm not outside the system. Neither is Robert Malone. He invented the technology. Mm-hmm. Peter McCullough, the most published person in the United States. I was just here with Kirk Milhone. Kirk's an MD, PhD, with a PhD in endothelial cell dysfunction, top of his class. Ryan Cole, one of the top pathologists in the world. Well, that's who's here. I mean, we have people have great careers speaking out. But we're getting canceled, and we have to speak out because we're asking your audience, look, I'm happy to provide all the data that's super impactful. I just gave you a bunch of it. Biodistribution issues, pharmacokinetics issues, upticks in cancers. We have data behind that. We have uptick in viral immune surveillance and the deaths. 40% more deaths, but even I have way more. There's so much more.
Well, we definitely have to reconnect, Dr. Urso, and do this and find a way to, because there is, you know, you can be on information overload here. There's a bottom line to all this, right?
Let me give your audience one more.
We got 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
20 seconds. Here we go. 20 seconds. 52 times more deaths in England in the 10 to 14-year-olds that are vaccinated, period.
Wow. That is a powerful statistic. Dr. Richard Urso, you got to come back. We definitely will set up a time to get you back to get into more detail on this. Thank you so much for being with us.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you?